Well, obviously the first thing that was done was to remove all the embankments, and then they started doing the water gardens and actually putting the bypass which runs along the side of Cotterills. That started in 1961, was completed in 1962, and that was done by a company called Shepherd Hill. I can remember standing in what was the beginnings of Waterhouse Street, because my younger sister had a boyfriend and his parents owned a sort of car supply shop back of there, next where Bread Street came up. And I can remember standing there actually with my younger sister's boyfriend, and that they'd moved all this equipment in, and at that time you could actually see the river go. I can remember this big bulldozer, which is a Vickers Vigor 180, and it literally was just pushing the trees down. It had a bulldozer blade on the front, and it was just pushing these trees down. So big willow trees, big oak trees. So I remember that was the start of it. And they also started building the bypass road in as well. So they would use that bulldozer, but they also used another Ruston Bicurus with a skimmer on it to dig the roadway all the way along. And I don't actually remember it, but they must have demolished all the houses along the side of Cotterills at the same time. And the properties over Bridge Street, all that was removed. So when that Vickers Vigor was not being used as a bulldozer, they would take the bulldozer blade off it, and then they would put a scraper, was actually made by a company called Onion, so it's always called an onion scraper. So they used that to level out, but they also used that to dig out the base of the water gardens. Yeah. I guess the only other funny bit, that they obviously took that big Vigor bulldozer away at the end, and then I can remember there must have been some deliberation because they needed to take some more trees down. So I can remember them using the Bicurus, the big Bicurus excavator, to try and push them down with this lattice beam, which wasn't meant to do that. So you can remember this guy sort of using the crane to sort of push these trees over. It was madness watching that.